Okay, folks, from Chernobyl, pretty ominous. You may not have missed it. That's the French national anthem. I think I should read the chorus that goes like this. Quite amazing. To arms, citizens, form your battalions. Let's march, let's march. Let the tyrant's blood water our furrows. You don't hear that on TV so much anymore. Wow, the French, all those bourgeoisie who can afford a ticket, they sing that at soccer matches and rock concerts. Well, there you go. People are complicated. And the French Revolution and also the Paris Commune, they live, but not necessarily as daily activity. Except maybe the yellow vests that I've been reading about. A huge insurrectionary movement in France rose unexpected, now 6 months old, not stopping. At the beginning, having 80% public support, it's now down because of the violence, most instigated by provocateurs of the right. Like in Portland, it gives the police justification for immense repression. In France, so far, 2,000 people have been seriously wounded, 23 blinded with rubber bullets, but still 60% of the French support the yellow vests. 60%. Who are the yellow vests? Well, when the government, the French government, a new government headed by a dashing young charismatic banker who sounded like he wanted to really change things, Hope, turned out to be more a banker than a change agent. He lowered taxes on the rich, raised taxes on gasoline, also on pensions, reduced housing assistance, allowed the just privatized railroads to raise fares. Well, that was a lot of insults, and the yellow vests erupted all over France, especially in the countryside, whose cities are depopulating, of course. People are getting poorer and older, though still a lot of young folks with families, and they all need gasoline to get around and practice their occupations. So they rose up, communicating through the internet all over France. They began congregating and knew each other. They made a great sight with their yellow vests. I should explain. Every French car is required to have a yellow vest. It's like a seatbelt in the United States. The French have to wear them if they go out to repair their car. It apparently cuts down on a lot of deaths on the highway. Anyway, all those yellow vests began to occupy, let me emphasize, occupy the roundabouts and city centers, occupying them with marches every week and growing. In addition, their demands and organizations were not just around bread and butter issues. They demanded that Macron, the banker, resign. They called for an initiative for the right to propose a law to recall representatives, and also to have control over them, and also to change the Constitution. That had not been discussed since the revolution that established the Paris Commune in 1871, actual people power. Further, Trayhan Andat pointed out, and I'm quoting, "We should note that the symbolism of the French Revolution has been ever-present in the Yellow Vest movement. The national anthem, Marseillaise, is often sung, not as a nationalist melody, but as a revolutionary song. Likewise, the French flag is often carried in the demonstrations. On some traffic circles, effigies of Macron are decapitated, as King Louis XVI was in 1793, and he richly deserved it. Finally, the Yellow Vests have compiled books of grievances." That's a term from 1789. Yes, to the barricades, comrades. Well, I just wanted to wake you up and remind you, we're talking about the Yellow Vest movement in France, a real popular uprising still happening. In April, a National Assembly of 200 Yellow Vest collectives, it issued a statement. Here's the statement. "We call upon all regions of the country to collectively fight for the satisfaction of our demands regarding social issues, taxes, the environment, and democracy. Aware that we have to combat a global system, we believe that we must get out of capitalism. The power of the people, by the people, for the people. Don't just watch, join us. By the people and for the people." Well, there was another revolution. Trahendat concludes his essay in New Politics. He asks, where is France going? Are the seeds of a new French Revolution just beginning to appear? Born out of a fight about an unjust tax, the movement of the Yellow Vests has provoked a long-lasting social and political crisis. Now the entire system has been called into question. A new social consciousness and political collectivity is appearing. In the dynamic of the movement, the Yellow Vests seem more and more to be a new popular power that demands to control the public power of the government and that insists on controlling its own destiny. That's for 6 months they've been in the streets, bedeviling the French government. Behind the demands, a project for a new society has appeared. That's Trihandot's line. The class struggle is back in France. Well, yes, yes. Perhaps, which raises another question, is it possible that they could be joined by the underclass in this country? Well, maybe. Never say never. Surely there are signs that the times are a-changing. Here too. Anyway, this is Bill Resnick. I'm the Yellow Vest Movement in France. Viva la Revolution.
Bill, viva la Revolution. And is there a possibility that in this country, Occupy, the voices of Occupy, could educate the Tea Party?
Well, you know, I did miss a page in my script, didn't I? Your question was, it could affect the Tea Party, yes. The Tea Party and the corporate Republicans are really at loggerheads, and there was a period when they were defeating them in elections. A number of Tea Party people have moved towards the Democrats because they thought that the Democrats had a better line. They'll learn soon that it's as corporate as Republicans. Yes, I think so. There's tremendous anxiety and willingness to think about alternatives out there.
And so it's a matter of progressives reaching out to people who could potentially be mobilized, who are momentarily distracted or misled by their sort of xenophobia, racism, and blaming the wrong culprits for their anxieties.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's reaching out to the people, but it's not sort of just convincing, it's not just convincing them of something, because people have, you know, often contradictory consciousness. So you can sort of convince them one day, and the next day the next person comes along and says, look at these facts, and they move back and forth. And it's hard. They don't have time to really, you know, we have a lot of time to read and stuff, and most people don't. They're involved in millions of things, including race. You know. So what we need are sort of facts on the ground in some ways. We need the institutions like KABU, for example, where people operate democratically and develop those values. And a lot of that is happening in the United States. There's all of this ferment, it seems to me, at levels to create this sort of alternative world.
But you find in the Yellow Vest movement this kind of potential, how a symbol helped galvanize people around this critique of neoliberalism and Macron.
Yes, you know, it's interesting, the page that I somehow skipped. Well, you know, it's not perfect. KABU's not perfect, but we're still the best radio in the world. It's a low bar, unfortunately. But we're terrific. But the page that I skipped, there was critique that because they didn't like the gas tax, that they were for climate change or something, and they came up with a slogan, end the monthly hunger, end the end of the world. The idea was, and the same people who make us hungry at the end of the month are also ending the world. And they're very pro doing something about climate change. Anyway, yes, there's really ferment out there.
Well, thank you so much, Bill Resnick. Of the Old Mole Variety Hour.